Grace to you and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. It was 2 days before my wedding, and I had driven out from Hyde Park in Chicago out to the hotel where my family was staying because I couldn't wait to see my mom and my brother Philip. All right? So as I was walking into the hotel, I noticed this young man sitting at one of the tables there in the entrance. He was blonde, had curly hair, and he was smoking a cigarette. I was walking past this young gentleman when he said, "Hi, Steve." Now, it sounded like my brother Phil, but Phil had dark hair. Phil's hair was straight and not curly, and Phil didn't smoke. Then I looked closer. It was Phil. So we rushed to each other. We hugged, and then I asked as politely as I possibly could, "What happened to your head?" I've known Phil for his entire life, yet I didn't recognize him when I walked into that hotel. In today's gospel reading, Jesus' family doesn't recognize him. Not really. Neither do the scribes who came down from Jerusalem. Both of these groups, Jesus' family and the scribes, they had insights that should have helped them to see and to recognize who Jesus was and what it was that he was doing. But instead, one thought that Jesus was crazy and the other one thought that Jesus was possessed. Now, the truth is that Jesus was neither possessed nor crazy, but Jesus was turning the world upside down. Jesus was proclaiming the good news of God's love. Jesus was showing that the kingdom of God is at hand. It's right here among us. Jesus had been healing and casting out demons, things that no one else was doing. Jesus had also just finished naming 12 who were going to be his closest disciples, learning from him all that Jesus could teach them. And then at the beginning of our gospel, it says Jesus went home, went back to the hometown, went back to sort of start up everything. And while Jesus was at home, his family came, hearing people say that Jesus was going crazy. They heard what it was that Jesus was teaching, and his family was afraid. They were afraid that people were going to start believing Jesus, and then Jesus would be proven wrong. They were afraid that those people would then turn on Jesus and try to hurt him. They were worried, concerned. They wanted to help. And then the scribes from Jerusalem, they came because they heard about miracles and exorcisms, and they had to see. They had to judge whether or not this was authentic. Because you see, Jesus was not one of them. Jesus was doing this on his own with no authorization or permission. Jesus had to be stopped. And so those scribes came and judged that he was actually possessed himself. That was the only way to explain what was happening. And so in today's gospel, Jesus addresses the scribes first. Jesus speaks about a house divided against itself. That house cannot stand. It cannot last. Now, Jesus was talking about the demons that he was casting out, but he was also talking about the scribes and him. Jesus was saying that if we're divided, we cannot last. Jesus was telling them that if you, the scribes, are divided from God, if you're divided from the source of strength and guidance and goodness, you cannot last. And then Jesus did one of the strangest things that I've ever seen Jesus do, and that is give practical advice on robbing houses. He said, if you're going to rob a house, first of all, you got to tie up the owner. But what Jesus was doing was he was telling everyone who could hear that he was tying up the hands of the devil. He had broken into the devil's house and was robbing the devil blind. What was he taking? What was it that Jesus was robbing? Us. Jesus was saving us. Jesus saved us. Jesus is still saving us. Jesus ties the hands of all that work against our relationship with God. The devil, the world, our sinful selves. Jesus ties their hands and saves us, redeems us, and calls us to follow. Jesus promises that our sins are forgiven. He says it again explicitly in today's gospel. People will be forgiven their sins. And that is good news. But Jesus also warns that we should not confuse God and the devil. We should never call the Holy Spirit a demon. We don't all have to think alike or act alike, but we do need to see that God is at work, that God's love is powerful, and that God loves us. Jesus then addresses his family's mistake today. They have come to gather him up, thinking that Jesus needs their care and protection. And on one level, Jesus does need that. We all need that. But Jesus doesn't need that the way they think. They believe that they are Jesus' last line of defense. And Jesus knows otherwise. Just like tying up the hands of the devil by living God's love, Jesus is expanding the notion of family by living God's love. Jesus says in the gospel today that his family includes those who do the will of the Father. Now, what he doesn't say is that any of those people outside waiting for him are nothing. He says that there are more people who he loves like family. Jesus isn't saying my mother and brothers and sisters are nothing. He is saying my family means so much to me that I want to include all of you in my family. We are Jesus' family as we live the love of God. There are still lots of ways that we too misrecognize Jesus. There are times when we think that Jesus really does need our help and our suggestions to make sure that the kingdom comes around just fine. There are times when we think that since Jesus and me are best friends, I should get maybe just a little bit of special treatment. But then there are also times when we realize that Jesus truly loves people that we don't like. And we realize that perhaps Jesus doesn't always agree with me. Those are hard moments. But the beauty is, Jesus still loves us. Jesus never stops loving us. Jesus loves those scribes that came down from Jerusalem. He loves them so much that he doesn't want them to remain mistaken. Jesus talks to them. He guides them. He tries. Jesus also loves his family. He lives that love, and he shows them that the love that he has for them is not diminished by loving others also. Jesus shows us all that by loving us, he walks with us even through our mistakes. The good news that we get to share today is that we are Jesus' family. He has shown us how to live and how to love. Jesus' death frees us from our sin and our fear, and his resurrection has poured the love of God into our lives until it overflows. Now, we have all that we need to go out into the world, not so that we can continue to be confused about Jesus, but rather so that we can love our neighbors as Jesus has shown us how, so that we can make God's vision for a world of beauty into our daily mission. Let's get to it. Amen.